God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God. God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They wanted a miracle in their eyes. Well, why didn't they ask for a miracle? Why didn't they ask for a healing? What'd they ask for?
Mercy.
Mercy. And what'd they get?
Mercy.
A miracle. They got mercy, but they got a miracle.
Yeah.
Right? But they asked for
mercy.
And they got a healing.
Amen.
Is healing a mercy?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Healing is a mercy, just like forgiveness is a mercy.
Yes.
Does God have financial mercy?
Yes.
Does He have mercy for relationships?
Yes.
Does He have mercy for the body?
Yes.
He's called the Father of mercies.
Yes.
Isn't He in Corinthians? The Father of mercies, plural, and the God of all comfort. Now what about these people that tell us that healing has passed away? What about these folk that tell us, well, now God used to heal, Jesus used to heal, the disciples used to heal, but when the last apostle died, all that ceased, and that's all passed away, and God's given us doctors now instead. Well, thank God for doctors, but doctors will never replace the healer.
Amen.
No. Well, if that's true, what'd they just get through telling us? Healing is a mercy, and if they're going to tell us healing has passed away, what'd they just get through saying? Mercies are passed away. Everybody said out loud, healing,
healing
is a mercy.
Does
God still have mercy on people?
Yes.
Turn to Philippians real quickly. In Philippians and the second chapter and verse 25. Philippians 2:25. He said, I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion, in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because you had heard that he had been what?
Sick.
Epi was sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. He nearly died from this sickness. But what?
But God
healed him. That's not what it said. Well, no, we know it's what happened, but how does the Scripture say it? God had mercy on him. And means you go back and pick up the first part, and God had mercy not on him only, but God had mercy on me. Also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. What does that mean? When God heals your family, He had mercy on them and you. Is that right? I mean, when God heals your baby, He heals your child, He heals your husband, heals your wife, heals your mama, your daddy, your grandpa, your friend, He had mercy on the whole family. Didn't He? Is He a merciful God today? Does He still show mercy? Then He still heals. You like that as well as I do? Oh, hallelujah. He's a God of mercies. Father of mercies. Not just mercy to forgive, but also mercy to heal. Mercy to provide. Mercy to deliver. Mercy. How many have experienced His protecting mercy? How many folk could be dead and in the grave if it wasn't for the mercy of God sparing you in accidents? You wouldn't have your pastor here tonight, I tell you that. Because I was all boy growing up. I had to go to the emergency room every summer. Sew something up, patch something up. I mean, I've gone down on bikes in the middle of wet roads and slid under Buicks. And I've gone through barbed wire fences at 90 miles an hour. I've done it. And I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Mercy. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
I actually had a load of logs dropped on my back one time. I'm doing my log truck. The whole thing, and it should have crushed me to a smithereen. Next thing I know, I'm up under the other side of the trailer. I believe an angel had to grab me and just snatch me on the other side. I mean, and you the same way. How many can raise your hand and there's thing after thing you know you would have been dead. You would have been gone, but what? Well, that's not just forgiving mercy. That's protecting mercy. Mercy to protect you and spare you. And how many believe God hadn't lost any of His mercy? He's just as merciful now as He was in the book of Matthew, and He still has intact all His healing mercies. You can sense it in the place right now, can't you? Healing mercies are upon us. God is merciful to us. I don't care if you're wild living and going to bars and fighting and getting drunk and acting stupid and you damaged body parts and you did stuff you shouldn't have done, God will still heal you.
Yes.
I said, He'll still heal you.
Amen.
I know of people that did drugs, especially back in the 60s and 70s. They did drugs and experimented with LSD and heroin and everything else until they were, I mean, their mentality was like 20% of what it used to be. I mean, they had literally destroyed so many brain cells until they just, about all they could say is, yeah, man, cool, right on. Today, they're pastors of large churches. Sharp, quoting whole chapters of Scripture, running large ministry, just as sharp. God restored to them their mind and their mind. I'm not making this up. Now, years ago, they were, almost basket cases. I've seen Him do it. That's mercy. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
I don't care if your body's messed up from sexually transmitted diseases. I don't care what it is. God has mercy for you. How many believe God is merciful to people with AIDS? Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Don't get to categorizing things and say, well, I don't know about that. Then you don't know your God. I don't care what it is. I don't care how you got it. How you got that way. If you will fall on your face and sincerely from your heart ask God to forgive you, His mercy overflows. He's rich in mercy unto all who call upon Him. Can you say amen?
Amen?
How many in here believing with me tonight that people in this church are going to be delivered out of their financial messes? They got themselves into it. They messed up. They wouldn't listen. But God's merciful. 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 How many believe God's going to deliver people out of physical problems? Merciful. Even if you messed up your own marriage and messed up your relationships with your kids, can God have mercy on that too? He is a merciful, merciful. If you can have faith in that mercy. So the devil will come and lie to you night and day. Oh, no. You've gone too far. I mean, you have done too much. You've been too bad. You just well as to forget it. You've gone too far. Well, now see, why is he bringing all those thoughts to you? Because if you believe in the mercy of God, you'll come out. He knows it. God will forgive you and heal you anyway. But if he can get you to believe that you're too bad, you've been too mean, you've been too sorry and cruel, you've done too much, then you won't ask for mercy. You won't believe for mercy. And so you'll never receive it. But I tell you, these two old boys, they're a hollering. They're a yelling. Save God! They can't see. Bumping into stuff. Jesus! Have mercy! Mercy! Jesus! Oh, what was that? Jesus! Over there, he's over there. I hear him. I think he's over there. Jesus! Have mercy! Mercy! Wouldn't shut up. Wouldn't quit. Now get this. It seems almost, I mean, it might have seemed to them like Jesus was ignoring them. He did not respond to them instantaneously. Read the story. Keep reading. John 9. Two blind men followed him. Didn't say they cried one time. They are crying and saying. They kept on doing it. Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. They followed him right on in. They found the door. Even if it took them a little while, they found the door. They wouldn't shut up. And they wouldn't quit. Now, friend, this is something you'll find out about. We're studying how people received and how people ministered, how Jesus ministered to the sick. Faith is persistent, isn't it? Faith won't quit. Faith won't give up. Faith won't get miffed and offended and go, well, why won't the preacher stop? Where's he at now? I ain't running around following a preacher like that. Why won't he come to me? Did you hear that? Well, if he was any kind of pastor, he'd have come visited me. I want you to remember how many people in our 19 studies, they're the ones who took the initiative. Have we been studying it? They're the ones who got, that last week, the woman with the issue of blood, did it say that she sat in the house day after day and sang, Kumbaya, Lord, Kumbaya. She wouldn't be in the book. What'd she do? In her weakened condition, she got up. She got to Jesus. Pressed through the crowd. Is that right? These four men that brought that paralyzed man pushed through the crowd, couldn't get in the house, got up on top of the house, tore the roof off. Are you hearing something about faith? Faith is persistent. Faith won't quit. Faith is completely persuaded that it's His will and that I can receive and it will not be deterred and it will not get miffed and it will not get offended and hurt and go, well, I tried. I guess it's just not the Lord's will. I don't know. Y'all pray for me. It's going to take more than that, brother, to help you out. You've got to stand up and have a backbone. And you got to make up your mind about what you believe. Amen? These two blind men came for something. And they weren't leaving without it. They bumped into signs. They bumped into people. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Jesus! Poop. What is that? And fall down. Get picked by. Jesus! The other one said, where's he at? I don't know. Jesus, somebody help us. Where'd he go? He went in the house. Where's the house? Jesus! Found the door. Walked on in somebody's house. And started yelling in there, Jesus! He said, I'm right here. Jesus! Everybody say, faith is persistent. Faith won't quit. Faith won't get hurt, offended. Faith presses on. How many remember Hebrews talks about through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. That word patience literally means endurance. Endurance.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Two Blind Men, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R808. That's R808. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.